City Councilor Ben Lamb will present his resolution to the council Tuesday night. It calls on local, state, and federal authorities, along with Berkshire Health Systems, to establish a full-service hospital in northern Berkshire County, regardless of whether such a center would be federally designated as a critical access hospital.
Around the time that the hospital closure occurred, we did see a lot of councilors speak up during just kind of open forum time. But there was never anything formally brought up to council and put on the record in that way. And I think right now the big reason that this is being brought forward is because the community asked to have it brought forward. And, you know, the way I look at it is I was elected by the community, so I should probably represent them in council as well as I can.
David Schildmeier is a spokesman for the Massachusetts Nurses Association. The union represents about 100 of the 530 former Northern Berkshire healthcare employees and has helped lead weekly community meetings since the hospital closed. He says community members will gather outside North Adams City Hall before the council meets to show support for the resolution.
We, along with many of members of the community, believe that we're trying to put political pressure on all those who have a responsibility and accountability for protecting the residents of North Adams and Greater North Adams, that they stand with the community and do whatever they can to make sure that there is a full restoration of a full-service hospital.
In September, Stroudwater Associates released its State Commission report determining the region's healthcare needs and how best to meet them. It recommends sustaining emergency services being provided at the site now owned by BHS, but only offering inpatient services if it receives the critical access designation. That status allows for increased reimbursement rates. Speaking to WAMC News in September, Company Vice President John Rogers said before fully reviewing the report, the focus on expanding preventive, outpatient, and primary care services generally comports with the company's view.
We'll take a look at the critical access hospital issue and work with our state and federal legislative delegations on that and with community folks. We understand it's something of a long shot. It's not a perfect solution in any event, even if we're successful. But we will look seriously at that because that does seem to be the only avenue to opening a limited number of inpatient services here.
Roger says BHS hopes to have a plan for a number of services in the next month or so, including whether to seek critical access status. Stroudwater identified daily inpatient care for 15 people at the North Adams Center would cost at least $2 million more per year than the current model, not including heating, lighting, and other costs. Rogers said the company will invest substantially more than $2 million in outpatient and other services in the region. Massachusetts Secretary of Health and Human Services John Polonowicz says the report is a template for the state, the legislature, and BHS to provide sustainable services.
So I've asked my agencies, 15 of them, to take a look at if there's any other opportunities for us to identify support for Northern Berkshire County.
The M&A reports Adams, Clarksburg, Egremont, Great Barrington, and Hancock have passed similar resolutions, while another is being brought before the Williamstown Select Board Tuesday as well. Schildmeier points out the report finds the region's aging population is medically vulnerable with above-average rates of asthma, cancer, and heart disease.
Their conclusion that it'd be pinged on critical access funding from the federal government just seems disingenuous. If there's a need and they say they need the beds, then the politicians locally and on the statewide can't pass the buck to the federal government. They have to stand up for the residents and do whatever they can to make sure that those services are restored.
Councilor Lamb says he expects the 9-member council to approve the resolution. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.